This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. West Valley Medical Center just launched an online COVID-19 screening tool for the public. Now, the screening assesses a person's risk of COVID-19 through a series of questions, and then based on the person's answers, the screening will recommend the best next steps for care. Betsy Hunsicker is the CEO of West Valley Medical Center, and she is joining us over the phone with more. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Betsy, your organization launched the online screening last week. What made you decide to put a tool in place like this?
Well, I think like a lot of places, you know, we're just getting a lot of questions and calls and people asking and wanting to be tested. And right now, with limited testing resources and limited personal protective equipment, we want to make sure that people who are coming in for testing are really appropriate to be getting tested. So that was the impetus for doing it.
And so how is it going so far? Have you been able to track how many people are using this?
You know, I actually, I don't have that information, so I apologize. I can probably get that, but it's through HCA Healthcare, our parent organization. So they're really tracking all of that at a system-wide level.
Gotcha. Well, and I have to say, when it came out, I took it because I was curious to see how it worked. And it's really simple. I mean, I found that one was nice. It's user-friendly, it's simple, and it kind of alleviates your fear. And it was that part of it too?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what the purpose is really to help people say, you know, do I need to worry or can I? You know, I think it's intended to be simple because it is a simple process. You know, really, it's not a complex algorithm to determine what you need to be doing. And so I think that is part of it. I think there's a lot of fear. I think there's a lot of maybe misinformation about how it's spread. And so I think that was absolutely one of the purposes.
And I want to pivot a little bit because I want to talk a little bit about what West Valley Medical Center is doing to make sure that your staff is staying safe during this. Because as we've seen in the epicenters, so many healthcare professionals, I mean, including Wright and Blaine County, have been infected.
Yeah, so last week, we implemented a universal masking, and that was really designed to help protect our colleagues and our patients. So all of our staff are issued a face mask every day. And so, you know, I wear a mask when I can't stay 6 feet apart from other people. I wear a mask so when I go to the cafeteria or down the hallway. So we have everyone wearing a mask. And we have adequate PPE to be able to do that. In certain of our higher risk areas, like our emergency department, and if we're caring for a positive patient or a patient under investigation, those areas are wearing a mask that has a higher filtration level. So it's what we call a level 3 mask. So it's not quite the N95 that we hear a lot about, but it's a level 3 that adds a little more protection and as well as eye protection. So the universal mask is a big deal. We actually started masking patients last night. So any patient that comes in, we're also masking them. That adds another layer of protection. And then we're very grateful with the PPE that we have some companies that have stepped in to help us with additional PPE, with additional masks and other resources in that regard. And then two other things we're doing for our colleagues during this time, you know, a lot of things that you're hearing about with furloughs and lost hours, HCA has implemented what they're calling a pandemic pay program. So employees are able to maintain at any unworked hours are paid at 70% of their normal base rate, and they're able to supplement with PTO rather than with vacation time rather than having to burn through all of their vacation when they're not getting their hours. So that's been a real positive benefit for our colleagues, and I think it's been a relief in a lot of ways just in terms of taking some of that financial burden off. You know, obviously we want everyone to get all of their hours, but right now that's difficult. And then we're also, we also implemented quarantine pay. So anyone who who is positive or suspected positive will receive quarantine pay, regardless of where they contracted, the virus. So if it's at home, you know, because we can't really trace it back very, very well.
Right.
So that's another thing that we're doing as a benefit to our employees to make sure they feel safe and protected if they are to have been exposed or to have been to become sick, then that would be that time off would be paid. So there's some additional things we're doing just to help them feel a little bit more financially secure during this time.
And then when it comes to protecting patients, did I read correctly that you're taking everyone's temperature before they're actually able to enter the hospital at this point?
We are. So everyone that comes in, whether you're an employee or a physician or a patient or anybody else, comes in and they're stopped and asked a couple of screening questions about symptoms, so coughing, shortness of breath, contact with a confirmed positive patient, and then we also take a temperature. So right now, if someone has has one of those symptoms or multiple of those symptoms and a temperature, then we're asking them to not come into the building. If they're a patient here seeking care, obviously they go to the emergency room, or if they're here because they need a CT because they've been to their doctor and there's a reason for that, then we would mask them and have them go directly to their procedural area. But yes, we are doing that for everybody that's coming into the facility right now.
And have you seen any patients who've tested positive for COVID-19 at West Valley Medical Center?
Yes, we've had a few patients so far that have been positive that have been inside of our facility.
And do you have any patients right now who are in more of that critical range, or have what you've been seeing people get treated and are able to go home and ride the virus out?
So we have, so most of our patients that have come in that have been confirmed positive have been admitted patients. They've been sick enough to require admission, but the majority of those patients have gotten better and improved within a few days and have not required ventilators or real critical care. So the majority of people have recovered from the virus and are able to go home.
And very quickly, before I let you go, let's get back to the online screening tool. How can people find it?
They can go to our website, westvalleyisbetter.com, and there's a COVID-19 banner on the top with all the resources, and they can click on that and they'll get right to it.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today and talking with us. I know it's a busy time for all of our medical centers, so appreciate you making time.
Well, thank you for having us, and it's a great opportunity just to help do a little bit more education. So thank you.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Betsy Hunsicker. She is the CEO of West Valley Medical Center. Hey, and if you didn't know, we need some help from some of our families with kiddos still in the house. We're trying to do a segment about what it's like for families to all be at home right now, right? Working from home, school closures, and all that. So kiddos, what do you like about being home? What do you miss about being at school? Parents, what are your days like? Here's what you can do. Send us a voice memo. Just use your smartphone. And then you can email us that voice memo at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And we might just use your message in an upcoming show. You know, if my kids are willing, maybe I'll bring them on the show, fingers crossed. But, you know, we'll see how that goes, right? Anyway, I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters, for trusting us in this time where we are doing our very best to give you the most accurate information, to give you the facts. Again, thank you so much. It is Wednesday. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.